Hi, you're listening to Living Life on Purpose, and I'm your host, Matt Wilson. The goal of this show is for us to sit down with successful people who also live a life of purpose. We want you to hear their stories, understand that they've had to overcome adversity, how their faith has played a role, and ultimately we want you to be encouraged by the things that you hear so that you can walk through similar situations. We hope you enjoy.
Today on the show, I'm going to take you on a journey. This life, if we're walking with Jesus, it should be full of adventure. It should be full of exciting things. It should be full of ways that he just shows up and blows our mind on a regular basis. And so over the last month or so, there have been so many incredible things that he's done. I just want to give him glory because it's wild. It's exciting. It's fun. It's a roller coaster. You know, there's ups and downs. There are highs and lows. There are mountains and valleys. But he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And so when we're walking with him, we should see evidence of him in our life. We should see evidence of his power and his love and his presence on display. And so I just want to share some of these things to testify that God is alive and he's walking with us. He will give us eyes to see and ears to hear if we're willing. And so really, it's just a matter of us getting out of the way and yielding to the Holy Spirit, allowing him to walk with us, in front of us, just alongside of us, and ultimately showing us ways to advance his kingdom on this earth. That's what we're called to do as his disciples. So I want to take you back a little over a month ago, and we've got a small group that meets on Fridays. And where we meet, it's a large gym here in town, and we meet in the lobby. And so as we're meeting, I'd already told the guys that there was a situation that may come up, and just be on high alert. And ultimately, we're talking about revival. We're talking about all the amazing things that God has been doing, from the Asbury outpouring to college campuses all across America, to him moving in power in countries around the world. God has been pouring out his Spirit. Revival has been taking place. And so as we're talking about revival, I said, you know, God's doing incredible things, but the enemy wants to distract. He wants to try to, you know, get us off course. And maybe a couple minutes later, we hear help. And all of a sudden, one of the guys in our group, Hutton, jumps up, and there's a man who is about to fall on his face. And one of the ladies that works there at the gym, she's holding him, trying to keep him from falling, but Hutton helps her and they get him to the ground. He's just collapsed. And ultimately, a handful of us guys from the group rally around him, and a couple of guys are checking his pulse, trying to keep his head elevated, talking to him. There's a handful of us that are trying to, you know, get him back to normalcy. And one of the guys that's in the medical field, he said later that his pulse went from racing to stopped. Now, I wasn't checking his pulse. I just knew that this was not a good situation. His eyes are closed. His skin is changing color, and we're losing him. He's about to die. And I just put my hand on his heart, and I start praying, come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. And I don't know how many times I said that, but I felt his heart jump underneath my hand. And the man went from no life to back to life. He started to breathe again. He started to respond to us while he was still not able to open his eyes, while he was still not able to fully communicate with us. He was at least back with us, and we stayed with him until the paramedics got there. Ultimately, they rushed him to the hospital. We're still not sure exactly what happened, but he was released later on that day. And so Jesus saved his life. We had people doing things in the natural, but there were also things going on in the supernatural. And we never had to administer CPR, but the man had no pulse. God revived this man, just like he's reviving this country. And it was the closest that I've ever been to someone dying right in front of me. And it was extremely powerful. It was very overwhelming. And ultimately, he has become a friend. The man's name is Courtney, and he's become a friend. The small group, we rallied around him. We've tried to, you know, pour into him and really encourage him that God's got big plans for his life, and not sure why God saved him, but he's got purpose, and there's something that the Lord's wanting to do in him and through him. And so we've just got to constantly be looking for, you know, what God's doing on this earth and partner with that. We've got to, you know, we've got to recognize that the Lord is incredible. And, you know, when we try to do things his way, we'll get to see him move, empower, and it's exciting. The very next week, a lot of good things were happening. You know, Samford was hosting a revival on their campus. So I went over there a handful of times, got to see young people hungry for the Lord, young and old, actually. There were people like myself that were coming in that just wanted to be in his presence, just wanted to experience him, wanted to experience his fullness, and, you know, ended up just going over there several times, met a friend of mine over there, and we were able to pray and prophesy over some of the young people. And it was exciting to just see young people not only wanting more of the Lord, but also, you know, just being able to encourage them. You know, when I was in college, I was not walking with the Lord. I was actually very different, you know, distant from him. Thought that the ways of the world were more important and led to a better life. I was deceived, and I was definitely not attending church, let alone going to chapel during the middle of the day. So it was just exciting to see people doing the exact opposite of what I was doing, being hungry for things that were pure and holy versus just the next party, which was, you know, ultimately how I was living my life. The week after that, we hosted Dr. Randy Clark here. And Dr. Clark, as if you've ever listened to this podcast before, you may have heard his name mentioned because he's played a big role in my life. I've received impartation several times, which is just prayer for activation of the Holy Spirit, activation of spiritual gifts. And so I've been touched powerfully by the Lord as a result of his prayers. And so he came to our church, the gathering place. And on Friday night, he taught on impartation. And ultimately, we saw a lot of people touched powerfully by the Lord. Got to serve on the prayer team both Friday and Saturday night. And Saturday night, he taught on healing. A lot of people healed. I believe we had over 70 people that were healed. People came forward for prayer afterwards. We had some words of knowledge. And as a result of the words of knowledge, a lot of people got healed. You know, the Lord shows us things. He shows us things in part so we can hear, or we can see, or we can feel, or we can know that something is going on, and it's an effort by the Lord to reach the people that he loves. And so he uses people to reach people, and it's ultimately to glorify Jesus Christ on this earth. And so with that, a lot of people were healed, a lot of people were touched powerfully, and you know, it's amazing to see God move. It's amazing to see God pour out his Spirit. And so we got to see that in a great magnitude on Sunday. Dr. Clark preached again, and he was actually talking about deliverance. And he was sharing how, you know, we've got to be aware that Jesus came to bring life to the full, but there is an enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we're ultimately in the middle of a spiritual battle. And in the spiritual battle, there are casualties. In the spiritual battle, there are people that are walking around with things. They've been afflicted. They've been tormented. They've been, you know, struck ill. They have sickness. They have disease. And ultimately, it's a result of sin on this earth. But the Lord wants to set the captives free. He sent Jesus to set the captives free, not only for our salvation, but also for healing, for deliverance. And deliverance is just getting set free of demonic oppression, ultimately. There are demons that are on this earth. And so with that, the Lord can set people free through prayer. And so there were people that got set free that morning. There were people that ultimately experienced peace in their life. And so he shared some powerful testimony that morning. The next week ended up just a lot of good things happened throughout the week. And keep in mind, you know, this is not, I'm giving you highlights throughout each one of these days and weeks. There were highs and lows throughout each one of these days and weeks. There were challenges that I was facing. You know, I'm a small business owner here in Birmingham. I'm a husband. I'm a father. You know, I'm involved in a lot of different things. So this isn't just I'm sitting around singing Kumbaya and spending all day in prayer with the Lord. This is as I go, the Lord is presenting ministry opportunities. So I'm sharing with you tidbits of navigating life on a daily basis, living life on a daily basis. I start with prayer in the Word and worship because I know I'm going into a battle every day. But as I go, I'm asking the Lord for opportunities to minister in different situations. And at some point throughout these several weeks, I get a call from a woman. If you remember one of the previous episodes, my last trip to Brazil, I met a man on a plane. His name was Gerard. And at the end of our conversation and prayer and the Lord, you know, just touching him on the plane, he said, "You need to pray for my ex-wife." And I didn't think anything about it. I'm like, man, of course, everybody wants their ex to receive prayer because obviously it didn't work out for a reason, but I didn't think anything about it. And I get a call from this woman and she says, "Hey, this is Janie. You met my ex-husband, Gerard, on the plane. I need prayer. I need to talk to you." And I said, "Okay." Immediately called her and, you know, had a message, called her back and, just start asking her some questions. She had inflammation all over her body in extreme pain, said it was a 9 out of 10 on a pain scale, 10 being the worst. And so I just started to ask her some questions about, you know, when the pain had started. It had been going on for about, you know, 4 to 5 years at the time that it started. Her son had been going through some things and ultimately a difficult challenge. And there was just some issues there, some things that she was harboring that she shouldn't have been harboring, some forgiveness that needed to take place. And ultimately, you know, what the Lord revealed was she needed to forgive herself. And so I asked her to forgive herself. And as she forgave herself, and she said that she'd already done this, by the way, as she started to forgive herself, she began to weep. And then I asked her to forgive the person, the man who had harmed her son. And as she started to do that, the Lord just began to move powerfully and the Holy Spirit started to flow. And as the Holy Spirit started to pour out, I just began to pray for her healing. And after we prayed, the pain that was a 9 out of 10 on a pain scale was completely gone. This inflammation that had been so debilitating throughout the day, she got relieved of. She had had to go, she works from home, and she had to go and soak in the tub. It was so bad. That's why she ultimately reached out to me for prayer. And so, you know, God healed her over the phone. I think she's in Texas, maybe. God healed her over the phone, took away her inflammation that she's been battling for years, and then end up, get a call from her mom. She needs prayer. I mean, like, this is crazy stuff. All from a conversation with a guy on a trip back from Sao Paulo, Brazil to Houston. And, you know, we have conversation. He tells his ex-wife, tells his ex-mother-in-law, I guess. And, you know, so the Lord ministers to her and it's wild, you know, but it's an adventure. It's fun. And this is, you know, in the middle of business deals. This is in the middle of business meetings. This is in the middle of navigating life. You know, these are phone calls that, you know, you yield to the Holy Spirit, you do what he's asking you to do, and then you see him move in power. And so that took place. A couple days later, I got a text from a friend and we were talking about this Heaven and Business workshop that I was hosting and asked him if he was coming. And he said, "Yes, I'm coming, but hey, I want to actually talk to you about the testimony that you shared the other day." He was like, "I've got that same inflammation." This is a buddy from high school. And I'm like, "Well, tell me what's going on." I call him again immediately. I'm riding in between appointments and I call him on the phone. And sure enough, it started after his dad died. So he's been dealing with this extreme inflammation, started right after his dad died. So anytime there's an event and then you start to see sickness or disease, affliction in your body, it's typically a spirit that has come in and attached itself to some sort of trauma or wound, and that needs to be healed. It needs to be cast out. And so walked him through some things. He had to forgive his dad. And ultimately, as he did that, we began to pray. And he said, when I prayed, that his body started to shake violently. Now, again, he's in Atlanta. The Lord is touching his body over the phone. He shakes violently. The pain leaves. He feels great afterwards. And so Jesus took care of his pain. So it's exciting. It's amazing. When the Lord touches somebody because he loves them and he's showing his power, he's showing his presence, he's showing his love in a way that I can't do this stuff, folks. I cannot. This isn't sleight of hand. This isn't, a placebo. It's not magic tricks. You know, this is the Holy Spirit, which the Lord said, I will leave you the Holy Spirit to be your comforter. I will leave you the Holy Spirit because I'm going to be with the Father. Jesus said, you will do the same things, if not greater. Anyone who believes will do the same works, if not greater, because I'm going to be with the Father. He left the Holy Spirit because he went back to heaven. But the Holy Spirit is God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's a triune being. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us once we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. Once we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's activated in us. And so we've got the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. We have the same authority to heal the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy. Whatever the case may be, you've got the power and the authority. You need to step in that and use it. So all of these things are just evidence of walking with the Holy Spirit. Later on, I think it was the end of that week, teaching at a Brazilian church, they asked me if I would teach on healing and impartation. Again, we just had Dr. Clark the week before. And so that Friday night, I'm asking the Lord for words of knowledge. Words of knowledge are just things that, you know, again, I can't know on my own. I don't have any ability to know what's going on in somebody's body. I don't have any ability to know what's going on in their mind or their heart or the challenges that they're facing, but God does. God knows all. He sees all. And ultimately, he will share with us those words of knowledge so that he can minister to somebody in the room. And so going into the service, I asked the Lord for words of knowledge and, you know, seven words of knowledge, and I'm teaching on healing. So this is a relatively new Brazilian church here in town, and they're growing and they're trying to feed the hungry. But again, this is a Friday night. And so there's probably 25 people there. I've got seven words of knowledge. You know, I'm a statistics guy. So statistically speaking, seven words of knowledge for 25 people, the odds aren't real good that these are all people that are in the room. But again, I asked the Lord before I even got there. I didn't know how many people were going to be there. Last time I was there, there was about 60. And so I've got a real struggle as I'm preaching, as I'm delivering this message. Do I deliver these words? You know, at the end of the message, do I just call people forward that need healing, or do I release the words and trust God? And so ultimately, I release the words and I ask the people with these conditions to stand up. And so as I'm releasing the words, people are standing up around the room. And when people are standing up around the room, that means that we're identifying things that the Lord wants to deal with. And so ultimately, we prayed before people even came forward. And so some of the people, they saw their pain get reduced before they even came forward for individual prayer. So God was already starting to move. People came forward, and ultimately there were six physical healings that night out of the 25 people. One man had three of the conditions that the Lord had let me know about. And the seventh was an emotional situation.
Stay tuned. We'll have more Living Life on Purpose after we hear from one of our sponsors.
Are you a business person that's hungry for more of the Holy Spirit at work? Partnering with God is what you were designed for. Experiencing God at work and being a blessing to the city that you live in is accessible to every believer. Hearing from God for your business and city shouldn't feel mysterious or inaccessible. Heaven in Business exists to give you access to the tools and training you need to equip you to grow with God in business and influence. Begin with a free trial and an online membership, then explore the events, community, and other resources. Check out heavenandbusiness.com today if this is what you're looking for, and I promise you won't be disappointed.
And now, back to Living Life on Purpose with your host, Matt Wilson.
I'm just telling you, God is amazing. God is amazing. Like, I can't do these things. I cannot do that. I know what Matt's capable of. I know the person that I was before I met him. I know the person that I was before I started walking with him. I know the person that tried to do everything in his own strength. And I'm just telling you that God is greater. God is amazing. And he wants a relationship with every single one of us. And I walked around this earth for a long time. It was 37 years before I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, I thought that I had stuff figured out. And now I realize that A, I didn't have anything figured out. I was completely deceived. And B, you never figure everything out. You know, the Lord is almighty. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. But we are lucky that he has chosen us to partner with him. We have the ability to partner with him on this earth. If we're willing, if we will lay ourselves down, if we will fill ourselves up with him and then pour ourselves out on a regular basis, we will get to live a life of fulfillment. We will get to live a life of purpose. We will get to live a life of excitement. And I'm not going to tell you again that it's all perfect. It's not. I've lost two friends since over the last month or so, since January, last 2 months. I've lost two friends, 125, 144. That's not easy. That's not easy. One was a 25-year-old young man that I'd been mentoring. He was a client of mine, amazing person, loved the Lord, so anointed, gone, enlarged heart, found in his apartment, dead. Another second one was one of my best friends from high school. We used to party a lot together. We used to drink a lot together. And ultimately, he's gone. I'm just telling you, God is amazing. He's good. He didn't cause these things to take place. I don't know why both of these young men are gone, but I'm telling you that there's life and death, that there's heaven and hell, that this is real, that we've got choices that we can make on this earth. And you know, my prayers go out to both of these families. My prayers go out to their friends. My prayers go out to anyone that's struggling with loss right now. I've had to deal with loss in the midst of seeing God do incredible things. Sometimes on the same day, sometimes I see God perform a miracle. I see healing take place. And then I've got to come to grips with a very alternative reality. And so it's a constant, it's a challenge. You're going to have to choose on a daily basis. Are you going to partner with the King of the universe and what he says is true? Or are you going to walk by the things that you see and the things that you don't understand? I don't understand how God heals all these people, but he does. I don't understand why one lives and one dies. It happens. But again, it doesn't change who God is. I'm telling you this because you can hear some of these testimonies and think, oh, well, you know, everything, it's easy when you live in a Pollyanna world. I don't live in a Pollyanna world. I live in this world, and this world is hard. And I'm telling you that there are choices that we can make. We get to partner with God, or we can walk around getting beat up by the enemy, or we can walk around being deceived. We can walk around living hopeless. We can walk around living fearful. There are options, and you get to choose. So that night at the Brazilian church, it was amazing to see what God did. The next day, I taught on impartation, and the Lord touched people powerfully. He had some extremely strong words for the people in the audience, and just some very strong prophetic words, words of encouragement. And it was amazing to see what he did. And I'm so thankful for that. And then the very next week, I have my friend Andy Mason come in town. He's been on the show several times, the founder of Heaven and Business. We hosted the Heaven and Business workshop here in town, and it was amazing. It's all about advancing ministry in the marketplace. It's all about exactly what we're talking about right now. It's equipping people to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to ultimately seek the Lord for his strategy, for his guidance, for his wisdom, because there's so much that we don't know. And so we've got to have him, especially in the world that we're living in. You know, if you're a business person and you're trying to do things in your own strength, good luck. Because since 2020, things have been absolutely crazy. And what I've seen in my business is God has just brought exponential growth. And it's just been incredible. Ultimately telling people, hey, we're either going to make it through this or Jesus is coming back soon. And if you're a follower of Jesus, either way that we win, you know. So, again, it's all about choices. But we were equipping marketplace ministers. We were equipping business people to hear the voice of God, to recognize what the Holy Spirit is saying in a moment versus what our flesh is saying. We've always got three voices. We've either got our own voice, you know, our own thoughts, our own will. We've got the voice of the liar, which is the voice of the enemy. Satan speaks, and he's trying to get us to do certain things as well. And then we've got the voice of the Holy Spirit. We've got God with us, and we've got to, again, recognize which one is which. We've got to be in the Word of God to recognize what he sounds like, and then we get to choose on a daily basis and walk that out. So Andy was here Wednesday through Saturday, and so it was great to spend time with him. And ultimately, we saw people get healed. You know, there were people that received extremely strong prophetic words. I received a couple myself, and so thankful for that. A prophetic word, which is ultimately a word that is speaking something that comes from the Lord. It's wisdom and guidance from him. It is something that can change your life. And it's something that typically is spoken over you. It's either revealing what you're walking through, that a perfect stranger tells you what's going on in your life. That's called reading your mail. You know, they know stuff about you that you haven't shared with anybody else, that you haven't shared with them. And that gives you confirmation that the Lord sees you, knows you, love you. And then also, there are things about your future. There are things to encourage you, to give you hope. If you're walking through a difficult season, they can let you know that there are better things ahead. And so you don't give up. You persevere. You keep moving forward. And ultimately, you get to see that God is working even when you don't see it. So with that, it was a powerful time. We got to see God do a lot of incredible things. And just so thankful for the group of hungry people in the room. In all three of these events, there were a lot of hungry people, a lot of desperate people that people, when they're hungry and desperate and they get together and they cry out to the Lord shows up in special ways. And so we got to see him do a lot of awesome stuff. And Friday night, after the event was over, we went out to dinner with some friends from the workshop and went and had some amazing food. And ultimately, we went to a yogurt shop afterwards, and I see a young lady in a boot. And as we're standing there waiting to check out, she's right behind me, and I'm like, hey, what happened to your foot? She said, oh, I broke my ankle. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I believe Jesus heals. I've seen him heal a lot of things. Can I pray for you? You know, first of all, is it in pain? She said, yes, it hurts a lot. I just had surgery, a lot of pain. I said, okay, well, Jesus can take away the pain. Can I pray? Sure. So I pray for her, and she's literally laughing, you know, like laughing as I'm praying for her. And I pray anyway, and I can hear her laughing while I'm praying. but that doesn't stop God from moving. You know, so as I'm praying, the laughter stops. And then I stand up and I say, "Hey, how does it feel now?" She was like, it actually feels better. I'm like, "Yeah, that's what Jesus does. You know, he loves you. God bless you." And I just go off. You know, I'm there with my family. I'm there with Andy, my family. We go eat yogurt. As you go, that's what Jesus said. As you go, minister to the people that are placed in your path. So yesterday, Sunday, go to church. And, you know, again, a word of knowledge for somebody with lower back pain. It felt internal to me, but several people came forward for that word. Several people got relieved of their pain by the Holy Spirit. And then I go work out afterwards, get to the gym, see a buddy of mine, and he says his shoulder is excruciating, 9 out of 10. Okay, well, let's pray. We pray, and it goes from 9 to, I think, maybe like a 7. And then, okay, let's pray again. We pray again, and it goes down more. He's like, "Wow, this is good. This is good. Okay, let's pray again." And ultimately, it went from 9 out of 10 to nothing. And he said, "Holy expletive." And I said, "No, Holy Spirit." You know, both words start with an S, end with a T, but Holy Spirit is ultimately what just did that. And, you know, so I just want to challenge you all. Spend time with the Lord. I want you to recognize that the God that created everything, the God that made everything, wants a relationship with you. So if you don't know him, he wants to know you. He already knows you. He wants you to know him. He wants to spend time with you. He loves you. He's for you. He's a good, good father. And if you do know him, if you've been walking with him for a while and you're like, "Man, I don't see this stuff in my life," spend time with him. Spend more time with him. Ask him, "Lord, I want to see these things. I hear this crazy guy share some of these testimonies, and they just seem so wild. They seem so out there." They are wild. They are out there. I haven't always been this way. Again, I surrendered my life to the Lord in January of 2016. Now, I just happened to believe the words that I was reading in the Bible and have continued to read the Bible every day since then. And so the more I read the Bible, the more I see the testimonies and miracles that have taken place. And the more I believe that I will see those testimonies and miracles in this world, because that's what he promised us. So if you're not seeing these things, read the word of God, pray and seek the Lord. Go to events where there are people that have something that you want. You know, you see God moving in their life. You see God active in their life. You see just the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then ask them to pray for you, because there is an activation that can take place with the laying on of hands. And I've had a lot of people that have, you know, a whole lot more evidence than I have, that I asked them to pray for me. Hey, I need an increase of the Holy Spirit. Will you pray for me? And some of them pray, and you know, spiritual gifts have been activated through the Lord. Some of them have prophesied over me, and I've started to see some of those things carried out. It takes years sometimes before you see God do the things that he says he's going to do. Sometimes there's a testing phase. You know, if he gave you everything that he had for you right away before you're ready, it would kill you. It would completely destroy you. And so there are things that have been spoken over me that I haven't seen yet. There are things that have been spoken over me that who knows when they'll take place. But we're just supposed to be yielded to him on a daily basis. We're supposed to be looking for the people that he loves, to just love on them. Love on the person that God places in front of you and ask the Lord what he wants to say to that person. You know, there's a whole world that is desperate. There's a whole world that is hurting. And unfortunately, a lot of times, church people are hurting some of those people because they're looking at them with judgment. They're looking at them like, "Why aren't they behaving better? Why don't they know any better? Well, first of all, because they're blind. You know, there's a veil that's over people's eyes. I was blind, and now I see. It's amazing grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. If you're a Christian, you were blind at some point. If you're a follower of Jesus, you were blind at some point. Recognize the blindness that you once had and try to lead someone into sight. Try to encourage people. Try to call them out of the darkness. Try to show them the love of God instead of judgment, instead of condemnation, instead of just kicking them while they're down. They got plenty of people kicking them while they're down. Lift them up. Give them a hand. Show them there's a better way. Love the unlovable. Jesus didn't love the people that loved him. He loved the unlovable with love and truth. It doesn't mean that somebody that's walking in the wrong direction that you just tell them that they're doing all the right things, but you speak the truth in love. I'm just telling you that there is a world that is desperate, that needs to see Jesus. Desperation is a powerful thing. And when people are desperate and they choose drugs or alcohol, it leads to death. When people are desperate and they choose Jesus Christ, it leads to life to the full. So I just want to encourage you to come alive in the name of Jesus, just like Courtney came alive, just like Jesus revived him. Jesus can revive you. If you're walking through something right now, I just want you to know that God has got more for you, that he loves you, that the blood of Jesus speaks a better word than the sickness or dis-ease or affliction in your body. Jesus can heal you by his stripes. You are already healed. It's in the word of God. He didn't pay the price for you to continue to walk around in torment. He set the captives free. He came to set the captives free. So I just want to bless you today. I hope that this has encouraged you. This is just, you know, a little over a month in my life. And again, high points, plenty of challenges, family issues, business issues, life issues. But I'm going to continue to pursue everything that God has for me on a daily basis. That's what living life on purpose is all about. It doesn't mean that your life is perfect. It just means that you're going to trust the one who is perfect. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he wants to walk with you on a daily basis. So I wanted to share all these things to give you hope. You know, a lot of the news is negative. A lot of the news is not uplifting. So I wanted to encourage you. I wanted to give you hope. I want to hear from some of you. I want to hear how you stepped out in faith and how you saw God move in power once you began to actually trust him. Trust him and then do what he's asking you to do. And then please reach out and share your feedback. You know, you can always let us know Living Life on Purpose on Facebook or Living Life on Purpose Always on Instagram. We want to hear from you. We're so thankful that you listen. We're so thankful for you subscribing. We're so thankful that we have the opportunity to minister to you. And so we just love to hear from you. And I just want to bless you. In Jesus' name, that the Lord guides you and directs you, that he continues to show you what he has for you. This isn't about me. I'm just a person. I'm just a person that's crazy enough to believe God's word. Trust him. Believe him. Follow him. Do what he's asking you to do, and your life will change for the better. So God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll talk again in 2 weeks.